SCN show. I'm Ed Schultz. The Rachel Maddow show starts now. Good evening,
Love
Rachel.
Talk Radio.
Hey, you're on. Hey, you're on with Norman Knight. Go ahead. I've never had a caller right off the bat. 8540, you're here.
We are on the air.
I got somebody here. They don't seem to want to talk. Hello, 540, go ahead.
You made the decision to get in this race at our kitchen table.
No, I don't know. Just like Rick Santorum, I guess he decided to get off the air.
Hello, you're on with Norm.
Okay, I'll leave you there, and whenever you want to come in and join, you go right ahead. I'm looking at Rick Santorum on TV. It's another Tuesday night, though there's not a primary. There's a lot of primary news here. Rick Santorum's giving up the ghost. Five, four, zero, you're with me. I'm going to put you on hold here if you don't get on soon. I don't know. We are on the air. Rachel Maddow's on the TV. Norm's on the airwaves. And it's going to be, I don't know. I got so much noise going on in here. I'm going to have to turn some of it off. It looks like the first person to go off is going to be Rachel Maddow. And she is now kapow! So Mitt Romney's the only one left out there. And Barack Obama, of course. We now finally have an election. We're down to it. They can go head to head. I know politics is always a reason for a conversation on Norm at Night, although I'm not sure why I'm not hearing my caller here. He's on the air. Well, we'll have to wait for him to come back in. I'm trying a little chat room tonight. I don't usually do that. I usually use the big one on another screen. I don't know what that's doing to the show. But not a lot has changed in the Norm world since last Tuesday. I still got the same job situation. I did have a nice Easter Sunday. I always like Easter Sunday. Although sometimes, you know, I think of Easter. I really do think of it as a time of peace and joy. And I picked up a tweet, and the tweet first. And essentially, it went, I got another tweet here. I don't quite really understand it, so let me go to the Twitter zone. It looked like it was from one of my cousins. Everybody wants to get a shot at Norm tonight, it seems, but Blog Talk Radio 347-945-6713. That's the number. You can reach me here and we'll talk about any kind of American politics you like. The farther to the right you are, the more I like it, because I'm not sure you're going to get anybody farther to the left than me. and we're having a great old time. And hopefully it'll all go to the blog. Let me get back to the studio. I still got 540837 connected here, but he's not saying anything. I don't quite understand it. But that's the deal. And I don't know where this is going. Let's send it to Twitter. There we go. My message was sent. Let's go to Twitter and see if it gets there. I guess it'll get here eventually, but I am on the air. And I was just talking about Rick Santorum. He's finally out. He didn't want to be humiliated in Pennsylvania. Do you think he would have been humiliated in Pennsylvania? I think he would have. The guy is just not connected right to the world that we're living in. I think I would like him. But here's what I don't understand. And somebody needs to enlighten me on this. Why do social issues seem to trump economic issues in America? Everybody complains about the guys that are in office, but God bless it. We're the ones who elect them. You don't want these guys in office. Don't elect them. Don't vote for them. I just got a tweet here. Anybody have a premium Daigo account? I don't know. If you do, you want to go give a tweet to Dana M. Huff. Just tweeted that she's looking for somebody with a premium Daigo account. I think I have one, but I'm not sure whether it's premium or not. I hope that I'm being heard here because somebody give me a call. I got 547 on here and they don't want to. I got this little yellow question mark. I don't quite understand what that's about. Not sure. I'm going to hang up on 540 because I don't know. This whole thing seems to be going kind of screwy here tonight. I'm talking into the microphone, but I'm not hearing anything. We're 10 minutes in. I got a caller. We can't hear him. It won't let me hang up. I don't know. Maybe we should start over. The only thing I'm doing different here is the chat room. And, hey, guest 12560, if you can hear me, just write something in the chat room because I'm having some connection difficulties while I'm on the air. Give us a call at 347-945-6713. Maybe Rick Santorum could give us a call tonight since he's not out there campaigning. Maybe he can just chew the fat with this fat Italian. I got some sweater vests, too. I'll even go put one on. I don't know. Something's going a little off here. I'm not 100% sure what it is. I got a connection here that just isn't quite making it. Let's go back to the tweet zone and see what's happening. You know, I really do like Twitter. I've been doing a lot of tweeting lately, and I've taken some time off for a while. Because, you know, looking for a job really, really bites. I wish I could find some way to monetize Norm at Night. Speaking of money, they finally got the Maryland lottery winners all straightened out for whatever value that has to anybody. I don't understand what would possess that lady who worked at McDonald's to say she was a lottery winner and she lost the ticket. Yeah, anybody will do for a moment of fame, you know, and I'm not going to fib. I like my time in the limelight, you know, if it ever comes. But to make something up like that is just pretty astounding. I mean, that's something you do when you're 10, you know, to try to make yourself into that person that you wonder what it's like to be that person. But not when you're a grown-up. Not when you're a grown-up. I got a bunch of new tweets here. Let's go see. Nothing really interested. Just updated my About Me page. Well, let's see what Claire Thompson updated on her About Me page. And so we press the buttons, and we find out that Claire Thompson's a high school science and math teacher, a runner, a learner. Everybody's a learner these days. Like, there's any human beings that aren't learners. Mother and wife, though not necessarily in that order. Well, we're glad to know you, Claire Thompson. And why don't you give Norm at Night a call? Not that you'd be out there hearing the call. Let's just give her a tweet. Call Norm at Night. 347-945-6713 and tell us about yourself. Let me go back now, see if I don't know what's happening now. It won't even let me hang up. I don't know. I don't know why it's not going away. So what do you think, 12560, about Rick Santorum pulling out of the race? He's really been out of the race for the last month. You got to feel a little sorry for the guy. You know, they talk about Mitt Romney being out of touch. Nobody ever talked about Rick Santorum being out of touch. You know, I'm a Catholic, too. That guy's a wacko. And I'm sure his wife loves him, and I'm sure his children love him. And it's very touching that he has that sick 3-year-old daughter, and I feel very bad for her. Would it have been better if that I don't even want to go there. It surely wouldn't have been better to Rick Santorum, and I understand that. And that's the kind of thing that clouds judgment. But anyway, but there is a Maryland lottery winner, Mitt Romney, and Barack Obama are going to square off for the presidency. I hope to God it's not very much of a contest. I don't understand how it could be. I keep trying to understand how guys like Paul Ryan, how they think. I guess people's economic interests do not trump their hatred of black people. I mean, why else? It is a real cultural cleavage that's taking on. This is in a reasonably good way that I want to talk about this. My switchboard says I have one caller. I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. Let me try something. I am calling the show myself from another phone. And I just want to see if it appears here. And so far, nothing's happening. Why won't it connect? Here we go. I'm waiting for my own phone to show up in my switchboard. Oh, I didn't finish the call. 1-347-945-6713. That is the call-in number. And let's see if it works this time. One, three, four, seven. I can't even dial the phone. 9-4-5-6-7-1-3. And let's dial it. Having a lot of trouble with the mechanics. So, yeah, here we go. She says they're in my queue. Hello? I'm not seeing myself in my queue. Something's wrong. I don't understand. I don't understand. I'm in the queue, but I'm not showing up. All right, I'm going to hang up. Okay. We got some trouble here on the Norm at Night show. I am going to... Hey, you're on with Norm. Go ahead.
Hey.
Hey.
Having trouble, huh?
Well, actually, it just went away.
Oh.
Have you been listening for a while?
Oh, yeah. Because I was in the queue for a while, then I hung up and redialed.
I think somehow I had two studios. Well, yeah, everything seems to have cleared up now because I had a caller. I'm not kidding. He connected right when the show first came on. And sure enough, everything was gone wacky. You know, I think I tried to launch the chat window inside, and I must have hit a wrong button.
Oh, okay.
Hey, 12560, you still with us?
Oh, that's probably me.
Oh, all
I'm
right.
I'm not logged in, so that's probably my thing, yeah.
Oh, all right. What do you think about Ricky Nicky?
Well, I'm sort of glad. I mean, you know, maybe all the crazy social issues will drop from national discussion. I certainly hope so.
Hey, I got another retweet from Buddy Romer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Buddy and I are becoming friends.
There you go.
And Maryland's a pretty solid state, so I can vote for whoever I want without really doing any damage to anybody.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, you know, I'll be voting for Ron Paul and, you know.
So you think Ron Paul's going to stay on the ballot?
Oh, sure. Well, he's going to stay. He'll be a write-in on the ballot. Unless he opts to go libertarian, but I don't think he's going to do that.
Why not? Oh, because he doesn't want his son to be kicked out of the bar.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, why don't they both go libertarian and just say the Republicans be damned?
Well, they could, and they would probably... I don't know that they might be able to affect perhaps a few states, it's hard to say.
Hey, whoever put that 540 number, why don't you give me a call back? I was having some trouble connecting, but it all seems to have been cleared up now. I went to hang up on somebody, and I just was... it just spun and spun and spun and wouldn't hang up. Although it still says I have one caller, and there's clearly two of us here.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I guess it doesn't count me.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, George Zimmerman's on the lam now.
Yeah, well, you have to figure. I mean, there's a bounty on him. What the hell?
Who put a bounty on him?
The new Black Panther Party.
They can go to jail for that.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering why that hasn't been...
He hasn't been charged with anything. He can go wherever he wants.
Well, yeah, of course.
He can leave the country if he wants.
Well, he's hiding somewhere, but not in Florida.
I wonder if he has a passport.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, he's of wasn't his mother Peruvian?
I don't know.
I think I read that somewhere.
My father was Italian. I mean, I didn't have a passport to Italy.
Yeah, well, I know, but you know, this is a, you know, she's from Peru. I don't know.
Maybe you remember the Donner Party.
Well, I don't know what the, you know, I mean, the guy obviously has a good cause to, you know, to be hiding out. And, I mean, he's had threats. His family's had threats. What can you say about that, you know?
What do you say about it?
What's that?
What do you say about it?
Well, if I were in that situation, I'd probably be doing the same thing, I guess, you know.
But isn't it a crime to make threats?
Well, of course it is.
Well, then, so why aren't they arresting people?
Well, there's a good question. You know, I'm not sure. I mean,
you know, it's really fun. Only in America, you know. I went to the I went in this dollar store, you know, and they have this whole shelf of earbuds.
Mm-hmm.
Best Buy, they're $29.95. Dollar store, they're a dollar.
Yeah, but
and I have a set in my ears, and they're working just fine.
Oh, that's cool.
But I got this other thing, this little mini tripod. So, you know, you put a movie camera on it.
Mm-hmm.
But they got me on this one, I think.
Oh.
Because the thing won't, I don't know. I'll figure it out tomorrow morning. I was going to video Norm at night, but I decided not to.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh boy!
Yeah, there's I think it's not a dollar store. It's a and I haven't been to it in years, but I think it was the 99-cent only store, something like that. But this one was enormous, and they even had a restaurant and all kinds of things attached to it. And the thing that was remarkable was the book selection, because what you found there, all the books that all of the politicians write or have somebody else write for them,
uh-huh,
were just stacked up. There were incredible numbers of books.
Really?
Yeah, and all of you know Huckabee and even Rush Limbaugh's books. Shit. I mean, you know, they're all 99 cents. Because other people buy this crap, you know.
Uh-huh.
Real people don't buy these goddamn books.
Well, you know.
I mean, nobody goes to, you know, they're ghostwritten, and they're it's the same old blather. It's, you know, it isn't something you would spend any money on. But for 99 cents, and there was an equal distribution of left wing and right wing, you know,
uh-huh,
a lot of Al Franken, which I found rather unusual. 'Cause his books
I didn't know he'd written any books.
Oh, quite a few, yeah. Now these are not huge tomes; they're just little. Off-the-wall stories and jokes and whatever. I mean, you know, he was a comedian for a long time, the comedy writer, so.
Oh, I know. They made fun of him when he ran for the Congress.
Mm-hmm.
I sent a text to that 540 number trying to see if I can get him to call back.
Mm-hmm. So that was, you know, and on top of that, I mean, you know, there was the usual garbage. I mean, real trash. All these crazy knickknacks from China, you know, where the paint and the glaze is all dripping out. They're just horrible, ugly things.
Yeah, but this was the first dollar store that I had been in that everything was truly a dollar.
Oh, well.
Everything.
Yeah, well, there are some other ones like Big Lots or, but they sell, it's all cheap stuff in there.
There's a Big Lots only in America. There's it was a big border store in the plaza, not very far from here.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to go to that Borders all the time. And there's a Big Lots going into the empty building, and it's opening Saturday,
mm-hmm,
April 14th.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know Big Lots. I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, it's a very hot stock. The company has done very well over the last couple years.
Really?
Oh, in a recession? Yeah. Actually, all of those stores, Dollar Store or Dollar Tree, any of the 99-cent stores, Ross, anyone who sells discounted merchandise, they've done tremendous business. You know, it's a recession. People have scaled down.
Oh, I just got a tweet. There's a guy complaining that there's a Democratic Virginia congressional candidate who's a rebel Civil War actor. He wants him to become a Yankee.
Oh.
Holy.
All right. Well, yeah, let's just do the war over again and see what happens, right?
Do the war over again. It's not over in some of these people's minds.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody went with their state and nobody owned slaves.
Hmm.
I don't know who owned them all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny. I was watching, AT&T gave me, HBO for 3 months for free. So I've been on the HBO site watching all the series that I never got to watch before.
Uh-huh.
So I finished watching all of the entirety of The Sopranos, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm working on Boardwalk Empire, more crime stuff in that. But these are really well done.
Boardwalk Empire, is that about Atlantic City?
Pretty much. Corruption through the 20s and the whole bootleg era.
Oh, okay. I thought, so it's not modern.
No. The interesting part is just the vehicles and the clothing and the attention to detail.
Yeah.
Just tremendous. This stuff, everything looks the way it should look, you know. They really spent some time and money on that, you know. I'm wondering where they got all these cars from.
You know, that is, there's people who are just in that business.
Mm-hmm.
And, I just got a tweet back, says I don't pick up. Baloney, I don't pick up. Hopefully we'll get trying to get somebody from Iran on the line.
Oh, okay. yeah, that's funny. My my neighbor across the street. He's an older guy. He's got a lot of money, and he just had two cars dropped off at his house. This big trailer.
Oh, he got an elevator?
This big trailer came in, and so. Off comes a 1966 Jaguar, four-door sedan.
60s, wow.
And a, you remember, I don't know the year, but it was, you remember those little MG convertibles?
Yes.
All from early 70s?
Yes, I bet it was 72. They were around everywhere.
Yeah, well, he had one of those, too.
Parked
them in the garage and, you know.
The other kind of car you just never forget is a 55 Chevy. You never forget the taillights. You never forget the headlights.
Yeah, very distinctive. Well, actually, all those Chevys were, you know.
Yeah.
Something happened.
You know,
then the 70s hit and everything turned to crap.
Well, by the end of the 60s, everybody's cars started looking alike.
Yeah, they were big, ugly, and they didn't work. It was pretty much the deal.
They worked.
Oh, they were. Come on. There were some horrible cars.
Hey, wait, I got a call. Hey, go ahead. You're on with Norm, 540.
Is this Norm at night?
This is the famous Norm at Night Show. You're on with the Cult and Norm.
Oh, my goodness. I've been trying and trying to get through. It happened.
Well, I'm really glad you got through, you know, because I recognize this number. Something screwed up in the switchboard because you were coming on right as the opening music was going. I'm thinking, oh, my God, this guy's got another bad habit. He's listening to Norm at night.
So what are you talking about, Norm?
Well, actually, right now we were talking about old cars.
Old cars, okay.
Yeah, you know, and how distinctive cars were before 1968.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, you could look at them and you could tell what they are. Now they all look the same.
Yeah, that's true. They all do look the same. That's right. They do look the same. I saw a really nice one. I don't know what kind of, it was an old, probably late 50s convertible.
Uh-huh.
Really nice looking. I forgot what model it was, though. But it's true. They are very distinctive.
They are.
Gas guzzlers and good for the environment.
Oh yeah, but what? Oh, but they had great back seats.
Oh yes, there you go.
Yeah,
you
living in it, baby, living in it. Oh my God, it was as big as a queen size bed. Somebody's going to be calling in about that. Well, the number is 3479456713. It's amazing what you can do in the two seats of a Porsche, too, I'll tell you that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Probably heading over the border somewhere in Canada.
Well, at least head to the falls with the top down in the middle of winter.
Reliving the old days, huh?
Yeah. The
cold
can attest to some of that.
Sounds good.
So, actually, the topic of choice tonight was supposed to be, do we need to go back to the old way of school in order to create critical thinkers?
Oh, I didn't know that.
The old way of school.
Yeah, to create. I had a conversation yesterday with a man,
mm-hmm.
a rather rotund fellow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, yesterday was Dingus Day. Happy Dingus Day.
Yes, Dingus Day, very important.
You mean the con?
It is if you're Polish and from Buffalo, I'll tell you
mm-hmm.
that. Did
you say Genghis, like in Genghis Khan?
Genghis Day. It's a fertility day.
Oh.
Dingus, like a dingle. Dingus.
Oh, got you. Okay, got it, okay.
On Dingus Day, you pass out pussy willow branches to all the single men, and they chase all the single women around and swat them on their butt with the pussy willow.
Wonderful. So, sounds like a good time.
It is. It's a great time, and then you poke and dance and drink and eat, and everybody's in traditional garb.
Sounds like some Muslim women I know.
Well, you know, I was thinking more, you sound more like the East German type to me.
You mean with Lederhosen?
Lederhosen, that's right.
Okay.
Well, yeah, Dingus Day, the Poles wear, actually, they're not leather with the Poles.
Yeah.
But the women and all, I love peasant dresses. Love peasant dresses.
You must love reading Russian history then.
Oh, I do. Oh, you have no idea how I like reading Russian history.
You're all about the gulag, huh?
I'm all about the good. Hey, how about Ozzy Guillen?
What about him?
Ozzy Guillen, man. He said Castro was a good. Yeah, we admired Castro. Che Guevara.
Oh, yeah. And he had to apologize. I mean, they forced him to.
They're going to fire him.
Yeah.
Well.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Oh, God. Jay is going to rise from the dead.
Jay's rising from the dead, you think?
Yeah, Easter Sunday.
He's going to start another revolution, huh?
Oh, wouldn't that be something, huh?
We need one.
You gotta get the problem is you gotta get the rebellion started before you can get a revolution.
Oh, so that's Occupy Wall Street. That's the rebellion, huh? And it seems
I think so. Hey, rumor has it that Norman Knight's going for Occupy training on Saturday for spring season.
Well, I hear Occupy. Yeah, there, I think Occupy Wall Street is also known as a flaccid penis. That's what I'm hearing. I don't know.
A flaccid penis, huh?
Yeah.
Norm, did you happen to... I posted a video on Facebook today.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really checked Facebook.
Oh, okay.
I got another caller here. Hold on. Go on. Join the party on Norm at Night.
Hey, Mr. Constantine.
Hey, how are you? Hey, you know, you're going to have to... I can hear myself in the background.
Oh, yeah. Can you guess who this is?
I can't. No.
You can't. Really? Well, rewind about 2 years back when you taught at Wakefield.
Ah, the big W. That's another place they put me in the can.
This is your favorite Russian chess wizard. You remember?
Russian chess wizard. Oh, I'm embarrassed. No.
Really?
What's your
Dmitri? Dmitri?
Dmitri? Oh, my gosh. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Dmitri, yes. Yes. Здравствуйте, как дела?
Хорошо, хорошо. I was just...
Good. I can't tell you how happy I... Where are you now?
Well, I was at Wakefield last year. Now I'm actually at Randolph-Macon Academy.
Oh,
through
an
unfortunate series of events.
Oh, you don't want to share?
Oh, no, it's fine. I mean, it's just Wakefield's a little expensive. It's all a little on the expensive side.
A little?
And, yeah, there you go.
And after I was gone, all the value fell out.
Yeah, exactly. No, it was just a little expensive, so we transferred.
Well, Randolph-Macon, that's a border, right? You're a border?
No, I'm actually a day student. We're in Front Royal.
Okay. How's your brother?
He's good. Actually, he got married to his...
Is he Philip Colorado?
No. Him and his wife actually moved to India now.
Hello?
Hello?
Somebody disappeared. Somebody left the show. Okay, somebody had to hang up. You're still there, Colt, right?
Yep. Yes.
So
okay, you want to go back to my video? I'll tell you what it's about.
Okay.
It came from the Colbert Show.
Uh-huh.
And they sent one of their reporters down to an Occupy Wall Street event.
Right.
It may have been in D.C. It looked like Capitol Mall. But anyway, they held up this big sign, and it said, Obama equals Keynesian. So they started, you know, asking people about whether or not they agreed with the sign.
Uh-huh.
And the Occupy Wall Streeters are saying, he's not a Keynesian, he's an American. He was born in Hawaii.
Oh, you've got to
I'm
be
not kidding.
Kidding.
I'm not kidding.
You've
they had
got
they
be,
interviewed
please.
All these what? Stupid people.
They thought they were saying he was a Keynesian.
Well, they didn't know what a Keynesian was, except one guy. One guy knew what it was. And all the rest of them were, you know.
They thought they were saying he was from Kenya.
Oh, I know. It was. It's really funny, you know. But it kind of gives you an idea, you know, that...
So 720, are you in the military side of things? Oh, he's gone, too. It's just you and me now.
Oh, Dang.
Now, I'm going to, well, did you see the other video? It's just absolutely hilarious. First they showed a picture of Willard Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Weatherman, that fat Weatherman?
Yeah,
that tries to pretend like he's Mr. Jovial.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, he is with all these people in funny costumes, and all of a sudden they're talking about whether or not, this is the way to celebrate the raising of Christ. And so then, and then all of a sudden they took Da Vinci's Last Supper and they imposed all these
That was pretty good.
I got another call coming in here. Hey, it's a big night on the Norman Night Show. Go ahead, 301, you're on.
What are we talking about?
Hey, tonight we are talking, we were just talking about the Occupy Wall Street movement, and they held up a big sign and it said, Obama is a Keynesian. So what country is he from?
Who cares?
Well, the whole Keynesian is a kind of economics. And everybody they asked downtown, they thought he was from Kenya in Africa. So anyway, we were supposed to talk about digital tools and how they increase learning. Hey, 301, are you a college graduate?
Do non-college graduates call this show?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a college graduate.
I know that.
I have enough credits to have 2 degrees, but I never finished.
Oh, I understand. I got a few extra graduate degrees sitting out there.
Hmm.
Yes, I'm a college graduate.
Let me ask you a question then. Do you think, okay, you've probably been out working for a while.
Sure.
Where did you learn more, in college or out of college?
Depends how you mean.
What did you learn in college that's of value to whatever you do now?
I learned how to be social.
Which
I think is extremely important.
But did you have to go to college to learn that?
Absolutely, 100%. Look at Bill Gates.
Oh, that's cold. Bill Gates? That's cold. Bill Gates, he was there for 2 years.
Yeah, and look how non-social he is. Look at Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, yeah. He's a creepy little psychopath, in my opinion, but...
Creepy little psychopath!
College teaches you how to be social and how to interact with other human beings.
Yeah, but why can't you learn that at the mall?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, another guy, you know, let's face it, you know, Steve Jobs was brilliant, but I sure as hell wouldn't want to work for him.
You know, or,
Here's another example. Look at all the, and this is a general statement, so I apologize if I offend anybody, but look at all the kids that are homeschooled compared to the kids that are not. They are extremely awkward in social situations.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I dealt with that in the workplace when...
Hey, I got another call coming in. Just
you know, we
on.
Had people who were homeschooled were just socially backwards. I mean, they couldn't function.
We're talking about college and socialization and homeschooling, and just jump right in.
For that matter, the ones that went to religious schools, he had similar problems there, too.
Wait wait a minute, I went to a religious school.
Oh, they were very, they were intolerant, you know.
Conversation.
Hey, let's hear from 703. That's your area code 95366.
It's you. Go ahead. Go.
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
I went to a religious school. I went to three religious schools.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, sure.
We're
hearing you. Absolutely.
And I believe that religious education is a very good education.
I see. Well, I was educated by Jesuits. Some people say we're sort of Catholics.
Well, I was educated by Jesuits, too.
Hmm. Excuse me, sort of Catholics? Okay, give me a break.
It's sort of Catholics because, one, they're more intellectual than Catholics. Two...
Well, they're more intellectual than Rick Santorum, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, without the Jesuits, I mean, I never would have heard or read Teilhard de Chardin.
That's right.
It's pronounced
Teilhard de Chardin. Oh, de Chardin. Oh, okay, thank you.
I have a Jesuit education. I went to a Jesuit college.
That's right. It made my mother happy.
Well, I almost went, but I didn't.
My favorite quote from Teilhard de Chardin is, "The age of nations has passed.
Mm-hmm.
It remains for us to shed our prejudices and build the earth."
I'd have to refamiliarize myself. I don't think I've read it in more than, a good 20, 30 years now, you know. When I was young, it was very, very influential on me.
Well, the real interesting thing is how he, the Jesuits finally made him be quiet. He honored his vows.
Well, they actually came very close to confiscating all of his writings.
Well, they
and
did.
And the world never would have seen him.
You're right.
Yeah, his cleaning lady grabbed everything and stole it before the Vatican could get hold of it.
you mean
the original manuscripts?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean,
he was excommunicated, but then made a saint. So it goes to show you. That is what we are as Catholics.
Well,
you can be excommunicated and you can become a saint within your
lifetime. All you got to do is say Fidel Castro is kind of a cool dude and you lose your job. Ask Ozzy Guillen. It's the Inquisition all over again.
Well, at least we aren't as bad as Europe. Because you'd probably go to jail.
I don't think so.
You just get your head cut off. Or a hand. A hand in Israel or in Jordan.
Well,
You can say what you want about Fidel Castro, but it's the most literate country in the world. They have the highest rate of literacy in the world.
Oh, I thought Chile had that.
No.
Because they had more newspapers than anybody else.
They're the best teaching people how to read place there is.
Hmm.
Actually, I need to correct you on that. You can't say whatever you want about Castro because if you would consider the manager of the Miami Marlins, you would find out that you are in jeopardy of losing your job. Depending on what you say about Castro. So you need to be careful about that.
Well, that's who I was absolutely talking about. There's a lot of Dominicans that love Ozzy.
So it's okay to talk about Castro as long as it's politically acceptable.
Well, It should be always politically acceptable.
Well, not necessarily. If you really want to get down to the brass tacks and understand what the issues are, obviously Castro has hurt so many people and killed so many people over the years.
Whoa! Let's back up a little bit. Never mind. I'm not going there.
Okay. Well, we won't turn this into a political discourse on.
I love political discourses, but I don't want to. You know, maybe we should go back to Batista. He was a wonderful man.
He kept the casinos running.
Oh, wait. Well, he had a great...
I prefer Castro and Chico.
You know what? The saddest part of all this is Fidel's fastball had been 2 miles an hour faster. Batista would probably still be in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, well, let's talk about that Che Guevara. He's pretty sexy, isn't he?
Oh, you like Che?
Yeah.
Grew up in Argentina. There's a great biography of him.
Yeah.
Che?
Isn't Che a mass... Wouldn't he qualify as a mass murderer?
I think so.
Well,
no, he's a liberator. He has liberated
people. Yeah,
well,
dead people could be called liberated, I suppose.
They loved him in Bolivia.
Yeah, well, the man has a lot of crimes, let's face it. You know, that's part of his story.
There are people who claim George Bush is a war criminal.
Well,
let's not talk about crimes.
Let's not forget about the 30th anniversary of the Falklands.
That's right. Do you know the Brit? It's really a great... The British... They're not, at least according to some, they've sent a nuclear submarine to the Falklands with
missiles. I'm not sure it really matters if it's nuclear or diesel. The fact is that Margaret Thatcher, the Iron Lady, decided to put principle before political correctness and support the 1,200 British subjects in the Falkland Islands in 1982, and therefore did the right thing when the rest of the world, including the leftists, the liberals, when the leftists would prefer not to even have it brought up.
Well, first of all, they took those islands from the Argentines.
Well, let's think about that. Don't be too hasty to come to a conclusion, because the Falkland Islands have not been British possessions longer than Texas has been a possession of the United States.
I didn't say we didn't steal Texas. We fought a war and took Texas. That's what happens in the world.
Well, the Falkland Islands belong to the Brits.
And it was just so far to the Blessed South that Monroe and the boys it wasn't worth enforcing the doctrine. But anyway, I was reading this Warships magazine in Barnes & Noble, and sure enough, these missiles have a range of 7,000 miles, and how far are the Falklands from Buenos Aires? This is so British. 6,999.
Well, I have a question. Have you ever been down there?
I'd love to go to Patagonia. I would love to go to Patagonia.
How far south have you been?
How far north? The farthest south I've been is Mexico. the farthest north I've been, well, that'll occur this summer, I hope, in Alaska.
Good. I've flown over the North Pole. I have not had the pleasure of being all the way down.
I just got to let everybody know that we're no longer live on the air, but whatever we say is going into the archive of the show, and so we'll be able to be heard. It's just we're not live on the air anymore, and there's no more calls coming in. But this has been a great night. And I hope, actually, I am going to end it here because I still got to do some kind of job work tonight. Thank you all for calling. It's been a great show. I've really enjoyed it. Gosh, we probably had a record number, and we'll be back next Tuesday at 9 o'clock, and we are going to talk about the subject at hand, although I probably won't, because I love getting in. Oh, and to the waiver of the Falkland flag, have you ever been to Belfast?
I would just say to all the audience out there that Norman Knight rocks, and that if you have any opportunity to dial in on Tuesday night, that this is the place to be.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, thank you very much. And one last thing before I go, Thursday night, Big Boy Little and the Big Boy Little Band, the Rock and Blues Jam at the Zubar, directly across from, and I got laughed at for saying this, on Easter Sunday, the Connecticut Street Zoo.
Well, some of your callers will be at the Zubar Thursday night.
Oh, I'm going to be there without any question. The jam starts at 8:30. And thank you, everybody, for calling, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Calling this on at an end.
Good night.